Okay, 11 o'clock, we're going to reconvene the Gage County Board of Equalization. Attendance by observation, Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. At this time, we're going to turn it over to the Chairman of the Equalization Committee, Dennis Byers. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have notified all of you as to changes or no change in your evaluations, those that have appeared. We also let you know during our hearings that we would.
You'll need to leave that open at least 6 inches or so. Has to be open door. Thank you.
That we would, as a matter of courtesy, allow you to appear before the full Board of Equalization by law. That is not a requirement. We do it as a courtesy because we do care about your views. Each individual that comes up to speak on their protest, and all of you have signed in, will be given 3 minutes to make your presentation, and then we'll move on to the next individual. If there are any changes this entire board feels need to be made over the recommendations, we then will do so. So our first person signed up today is Mr. Fritzen, Lennar Fritzen.
Be sworn in.
Name and address for the record. Yes, he'll need sworn in.
Okay.
Lenhart Fritzen. I live in Gage County. My address is 29813 South 120th Road, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Could you spell your last name, please, Mr. Fritzen?
F-R-I-T-Z-E-N. Kind of
and
a funny name.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
All you got. You may begin.
Okie doke. We'll start off on section 3348. And there he is.
He did come down today with a map from FSA, and Annette did recount it. So she is dropping it from 97,895 to 94,050.
And what's the number on that?
It is parcel 001721000.
And 9?
It was on at 97895 to 94050.
And that's an internal adjustment with your office, incorrect?
Right, because he brought his map in and Annette adjusted it.
Right. Now, I've got one more deal. There's an earthen dam on that property, and it's classified as farm ground. And, Dave, you're supposed to be a farmer. Can you come over and find that dam and farm it for me?
Got a picture of it? We'll try.
Well, I haven't found it on the picture of the dam. There's no dam there. The property boundary is, there's a dam on the other side. That's the Philly Pond.
Cemetery Pond?
Philly Pond.
Which one's that?
Oh, it was right south of Philly. I don't know what they call it. Are you up on that?
3A.
3A
Mud Creek.
Yeah.
Is that
okay.
The one that I'm calling the Cemetery Pond, though? Is it
you
right
know,
behind the cemetery?
We always call it the Philly Pond.
Okay.
Street south.
And
right area?
Okay. Is your... You talk about your dam, the dam... is it the dam itself?
Well, that's the way it's quoted on the...
Or is it part of the dam, which could be the flood pool or permanent pool?
No. No, the boundary is below the dam side completely. And yet there's an earthen dam someplace. I haven't located it. That's supposed to be on this property.
One of the Mud Creek dams, if it was there, you'd locate it.
Can I ask how is that affecting the... How's that affecting anything? What's the issue?
Well, because it's classified as farm ground. How are you going to farm a dam?
It's not waste or... Have you gone over that with the office staff?
Well, they don't
the
know about the earthen dam. They don't know just... They thought I should present it here and...
I mean, an aerial map will show that clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No
here,
question.
I got the aerial map if you want to see it.
You see it.
Okay.
Have our damn guy look at it.
Yeah, have our guy.
that's
the original. Now I'll get you the boundary.
Well, I can see the dam.
Okay, we'll get another one off of here.
Okay. Well, this is all your land here.
No, no.
Which one is it?
It goes behind the dam. Now, here's...
Where's your property line?
Right here.
Okay.
And it comes right here.
Yeah.
We
shouldn't be dealing. So you're farming behind the dam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no dam.
No, but there's a dam right next to it. So if he's farming below the dam, where's it at?
Yeah. Where's
the dam right here?
Yeah, but that ain't my property.
Yeah. Whose property is it?
The guy that bought it next door. I don't know who.
You mean the guy that bought the pond?
Yeah.
I believe it's John Lampe.
Yeah, John Lampe is
okay.
The one.
Are you saying we have that land on your, that land is we're putting on your tax rolls?
The pond dam, yeah. There's an earthen pond dam, and I can't find it, and classified as farm ground.
Is it listed on the card somewhere, or is that what he keeps referring to?
Well, we have him having heavy tree cover, you know. We don't have any waste, and we have 153.79 acres of dry.
No, that's on the other track. You got to go to 33.
Oh, you're still talking about 33?
33.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we on 1721,000 or 163?
No, we moved on to the other one. This is the last one, I think.
No, 1721,000. I thought he was talking about the same one.
Same parcel yet?
Okay.
That's right.
So
here is,
you know, we did, when Annette changed it, she did put 4.87 acres of waste on there.
No, this goes straight
she
across.
Yeah.
Lenhart, she changed that when she put 4.7 acres of waste on there when she changed it for you.
Yeah, that was this here, but the earthen dam still stayed that I can't find.
She's taken that off as waste.
Are you going to take that off then, too?
It already is.
Well, okay, so...
No,
what?
We just did his, Craig. If he brings his map, we just did.
Where is his map?
He has his map.
Can we see your map?
I've got Sarah.
She took this.
Mr. Chair,
well,
I would just kindly suggest that they take that paperwork
Lenhart,
down to their office, figure this out with Annette and the
She took
staff.
This out.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you complaining about? I mean, what are you saying?
Let's see. Here, the boundary. The boundary is below. I don't think I've got another one here that would show it more. Yeah, here's one closer.
Got a way of just making everything.
See, here's where the... Right here is where the boundary comes, and that's below the dam, and there's no dam in that in that ground.
So you're saying we should have you having some of the dam?
No.
He says, yeah, there's supposed to be an earthen dam. There's a big dam up above, but there's another earthen dam on the property, and I can't find it.
Lorene, is this just clerical cleaning up the acreage?
Well, Annette went over earlier today, and that's why we lowered it.
Here's the boundary there.
Where's your thing? Does anything show a dam on any of this stuff?
Yeah.
Not on any of our stuff.
I've got it right here.
See, we just changed it because we didn't have him having any waste before, so she put 4.87 acres of waste.
What is this right here?
But this is all dry ground, like you pondered.
It says an earthen dam, see?
Yeah, it says
earthen
dam.
See, this is what he's referring to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aaron's earthen dam. You got 0.74 acres, three-fourths of an acre there. You're valued at $875.
Yeah. 700 and some an acre, but it's farm ground, and I can't find it.
See, farm ground, you want to increase?
That's your soil classifications that they changed.
Well, no, I want it taken off, that earthen dam.
It's taken off.
I mean,
it's there and used as waste.
Okay. I can have Annette
readjust. Yeah.
Or not readjust it, but I'll have her look at it and see if we can change that part of it.
Okay.
There might be part of that dam it's not the dam, but it's the outlet part of the dam that's on your property. It's not a dam, but it's the part of the outlet where the tube comes through the dam, and there's an outlet there.
But the fence is below it.
But still, there's a part of that outlet that's a part of the dam, even if it's below
the
fence.
That's what they figured.
That could be 3/4.
Why don't you go on down to the office, Lenhart, and let's work on this and see if we have it included or not.
Okie doke. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And the soil classification, there's a lot of 6 to 11% slope. What we broke out, it's rocky and everything. And it's overvalued, but this here, two things I wanted off. The others isn't right. I'd like to cash rent it for $140 an acre.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lenhart, very much.
Now let's go to the 24.8 Southwest 160.
What number is that?
160.
Oh, let's see.
163-2000.
Number 19.
Okay, now that one, I've got a current land sale on it. Of $272,000. I've got to get over here. Of $272,000, that was just sold April the 29th, 2010, for $272,000. The assessed value is $207,000, and this quarter is right next to it, and mine for assessed valuation is $229,000.
You're looking at the value of this year, not last year.
No, this is this year's.
Yeah, no, but the valuation we're looking at is for 09, not 2010.
Well, yeah, it'd be 09 because the taxes are based off of it.
It's sold in 2010. So it's...
That's taken into consideration on next year's appraisal land.
It'll have to be considered next year's, not this year's.
The state ends in...
Well, isn't it still comparable?
Well, it might be, but next year it'll have to be comparable.
Then I got to come back again?
That's right. You like to come back.
Yeah,
it's a year behind.
Yeah. I'm a year behind?
Yeah.
Well, okay, some of that, but I would have liked to have had it put back. The waste ground isn't all on there.
Yeah.
The waste ground disappeared and a little of the road disappeared. Well,
that's where you need to talk to them. It'd be like coming in today and saying the house is worth so much today, but you got to look at what the house is worth a year ago. The same way with your land. It's not what it's worth today. It's what it was worth
yesterday.
2009.
Yeah. A year ago,
yeah.
First. Now, the next time when I come in, can I bring a pickup load of rocks to distribute it out?
Thank you, Leonard. Yeah,
thanks a lot here. I've got my 3 minutes.
Only if you want to pick it up and put it in the pickup and bring it. That's up to you.
And we do.
You dropped your papers.
Oh, yeah, boy.
On the road. Rock put on the road.
We do have a recommendation.
Well, thanks for your time here. I appreciate that you give the second opportunity to get in front of the whole board.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.
Okay, and we do have a change on the first property.
I would move that we change the value of parcel number 001722100 from
$97,895
to
$94,050.
Second.
Motion to second. Second. All in favor, vote, please. Those voting in favor of Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard, the motion is carried. Craig Johnson.
Are you going to vote on the other one, Danny? We had two parcels.
We don't know what to change.
We don't know until he goes down to Annette and see what.
No, that was on.
Yeah, we just voted on that one.
You just voted on that one.
It was the same parcel.
Okay, well, that will go into the other changes. There's no change, is there?
Okay.
The change stays the same, so we'll do that on the entire vote.
Okay.
All of them that don't appear, we take all the no change and vote on those together. And so there is no change on that. But we will vote on that later.
Okay.
Would you identify yourselves for the record, please?
Craig and Diane Johnson, 450 West 5th in Cortland, Nebraska.
Will you raise your right hand, please? Solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. I think that's one that we did change, is it not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, would you like to
correct it some?
One question we had, did you correct the square footage like we'd originally asked?
I think your square footage numbers were off. I didn't know if you corrected
was
them or
not. Was that corrected in the appraisal that you changed?
You'll have to speak up for the record, please.
Was the square footage changed in the appraisal that for the reduction you
we
gave?
Felt your square footage was off, so we didn't know if you had corrected that or...
Did you have an appraisal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I remembered that you did.
Yeah, we have a professional appraisal.
And what square footage did that indicate?
2,959 total.
And you had us over 3,000?
Yeah, it's 3,761.
Has that been correct?
Okay. I resketched it.
3,761, correct?
Mm-hmm. And we had an appraiser come out twice, remeasure it twice, and he came up with a total of 2,959.
So, Lorraine, has anyone been out to remeasure?
Not to remeasure. Jen did resketch it, but she still came out with, what was it, 3,000?
Where are you looking at? 3,108?
Mm-hmm. Close, but it's better than 37.
With that much discrepancy, were you there, or somebody didn't come back out and remeasure it when you were there then?
So last year this house was valued at 165, and nothing has changed on this property in the past year, and now they're trying to bump it up over 200,000 originally. The majority of the properties in Cortland were reduced 8%. If you reduce our property 8%, that would be $151,000 from the $165,000. If you increase this property from $165,000 to $194,675, that's almost 18% increase, not consistent with the 8% decrease of the majority of the properties in Cortland. The house directly north of ours has more square footage, a larger lot with a valuation of $145,000.
Your 30-year-old home, correct?
35-year-old house. The house next door is a rental property. The road to the west is unpaved. $200,000 properties are not the norm in Cortland. Our property, almost 35 years old, is average at best with a lot of unfinished work. I don't feel there's any validation to the increase in this property of 18%. The appraisal we had was $188,000. If you drop that 8%, that's only $172,960. So raising it to $194,000 would still be over a 12% increase of what we had it appraised for.
What is the appraisal?
So I don't think there's any validation in raising this property over $200,000.
Is that appraisal in the appropriate time frame?
It's in 2008.
Yes.
No, it's 2009.
Oh, finalized.
It finalized in 2009.
So.
An interesting fact, one of the comparison properties they used on this appraisal, the professional appraisal that was done, it's in Cortland, and they appraised that as a comparison for $160,000, and Beatrice now has it as $131,000. So they've reduced theirs $30,000.
Mr. Chairman, Dennis.
Go ahead.
I think at this time...
We'll turn it over to Danny.
Okay. At this time, I would move that we adjust this property to the $188,000 appraisal price.
Second.
Motion to second.
Can
all
we,
in favor, signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
We ask one more question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is there any way, can we submit this? Is there any way to, here's kind of a good visual to show the property behind us, how much bigger it is. And it's $145,000, it means a bigger house.
The question is, you have an appraisal which is done and which you submitted and which I think the members of the board are
recognizing.
We'll
vote on it in a minute.
That's what we have to, is all right. Appraisal.
But if you take the 188 and drop it 8% like all the other properties in Cortland, that's down to 172. So
everybody's had a reduction except us.
That's this year, though, correct? What you're talking about is last year's. Where, was the reduction
the appraisal was from
this year?
09.
But is the reduction they're receiving this year or last year?
Rex, we did an 8% reduction, but only on one-story houses in Cortland.
The neighbor's got a reduction, and his is 1.5 stories.
We'd have to look at that because if
the 1.5 stories got reductions. Everyone I looked up got a reduction.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please vote.
For $188,000, right?
Correct.
Yes.
You want this back?
Voting in favor are Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Lee, Spires, and Barnard, and it will be reduced to 188. Okay, the next individual, Van Winkle, Beth Van Winkle.
Good morning, Beth Van Winkle, 1700 South 9th Street in Beatrice, Nebraska.
Robert Edward Messing, Jr., 1700 South 9th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska.
And will you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Chairman, for everybody's benefit, can I just say they're number 49, 50, and 51 are the parcels.
Listed under, starting with Messing and Van Winkle.
Maybe if we do that, it'll help everybody get on them quicker.
49, 50, 51. Okay.
I'd like to thank you for the land reductions, first off, from yesterday. We appreciate that. We did get a reduction on our home parcel as well, but we didn't feel as though it was enough. We just wanted to know why our property is 30 to 35% higher than comps in our area and where we can get those answers.
Did you have an appraisal?
No, we didn't. So get an appraisal next year.
I guess I would suggest that you get with the assessor again go over those and see what they use or what they would suggest were comparable properties for you.
Okay. We'll do that. I just, again, I appreciate the reduction. It went from 149 a square foot down to 144 with your recommendation from yesterday. But our neighboring properties are 109, and our country club and Belvedere properties, as far as my calculations go, are at 114. So that's why I have a problem with what we came up with.
I think what the committee looked at was location and comparable properties, and making a decision on square footage obviously changes from one area to the other, and I think that was our decision. We felt that you did need a reduction, but not at the rate that you want.
Not the rate the country club.
We did reduce the two lots to where you wanted them reduced.
That was great.
Okay, any other questions?
Mr. Chair, I would just also sat in on that interview, and the lots where the new house is are quite large lots. I think that's where the value, you know, in your house lots actually went up from what they were. And I was in on the discussion of the house. It's a brand new house. It was at the high range at 139, I think, per square foot. But some of those subject houses, I think you got about 1,995 mm-hmm. square feet.
Yes.
That was a little smaller than some of the subject. Some of the comparables were a little bigger than that, and they were like 120 a square foot, 114. Some of them is low, and so sometimes, like I think that's what Denny was alluding to, that some of the larger the square house, the smaller the value per foot, and that enters in some, but we did certainly, you know, agree that should be lowered. And it is a brand new house where some of the other subject houses are a couple of years old, but whatever that means.
That's where a laptop comes in.
But that, for the board to benefit, that was some of the discussion.
For this.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Okay, the next person, Wayne Schultz. That would be number 65 on your sheet.
took 20 off the house and put 10
Mr. Schultz, will you identify yourself, please?
Wayne Schultz, 4219 West Lilac Road, Beatrice.
And spell your last name for us for the record.
S-C-H-U-L-Z.
And will you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne, you had filed a protest. A property was on the tax rolls, 85985. You requested a reduction of $14,188, and the committee recommended a change to $48,000. Okay.
Okay, yes, I thank you for the reduction. The reason I requested $14,188 was a comparison to the lots that are for sale just a block from me. So I was using 33 cents a square foot, and mine was valued at $2 a square foot. Yeah, pretty much identical lots. Mine didn't have highway frontage. These other ones had highway frontage. So that's why I requested the $14,188.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Schultz?
Is this just a bare lot, then?
Mm-hmm. It's just a bare lot, yes.
Next to Social Security office.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Out in the cul-de-sac.
Has a
commercial
ridge
property out there? Is it commercial property?
Okay. Commercial property, yes. But the identical lots that I compared them to were valued at 33 cents a square foot.
Same area?
On one block from it.
Was that what they're valued at in the assessed value, or is that what the list they had them listed at?
That's what was on the Internet.
Are they both highway frontage?
No.
Mine is not highway frontage.
Yours is not.
I would add for the rest of the board's sake that if you look at the comparable lot sales up there, supports 48,000. If you look at what's sold, Wayne, you sold most of those others up there, and this does support about what we did here. Based on sales, actual sales.
Mm-hmm. But why are the other lots valued at much less?
Well, they haven't sold yet. You haven't established a value in the development until something sells. You've sold all but, one or two of your lots. And we know what those actually brought in a sales situation. And I think for the assessor's sake, that's one of the ways we value them. When we don't have a lot of other things. I know the development across has highway frontage, but you have actual sales to compare to in your development to this lot.
Which lot specifically is the 33-cent one, Wayne?
They're the old drive-in theater that's been developed.
That's
Goosen. Is that Goosen?
The only reason I bring it up, this...
Is there a difference in lot size? Is that, or?
Well, I can tell you, I'm asking a dollar a square foot. I got it listed at a dollar a square foot, which is $42,993. That's what I have it listed at.
Listed.
But the assessor has actual comparative sales to support this price.
Is someone going to pay me more than I got it listed at?
You don't know what you're going to get until it sells, Wayne, but I'm saying we have comparative sales that you sold yourself to support this price. It's kind of hard to go against that. If there's one time I would assume that the property tax assessment people wouldn't like that much. If we have a half a dozen lots or better that have sold in across the street and next door, how do we say this? They were worth, and some of them you got... I don't have them with me. I wished I'd have brought it. Some of them was a lot higher than this.
I would say maybe your neighbors might not be happy. I think we need to go back and see if we have them undervalued, the comparisons, personally.
Well, one thing you have to realize is we go by sales from July 1st of 2006 to June 30th of 2009. So things that are selling now will come into our sales, and eventually when prices start going up again, we still may be low because of what the sales that we have to go by.
I can't see where property just one block from me can be that much less and comparable. When you value farm ground, you take the whole Gage County and tell me that we use comparable values for the whole Gage County for equalization. why wouldn't property one block from me be comparable?
Well, we actually don't use all the properties in Gage County. We have areas that compare, Wayne, and one area might not be compared to another. And so we don't use a sale in Northwest Gage County compared with one in Southwest Gage County. And so that's, we have areas where we do that. But I think we'll look at the properties next to you. Your sales, the sales of your property would tell us as a committee that your property was worth that, but maybe we have the other vendor value.
Is there a difference just for, I guess, discussion where Wayne's property and others are fairly highly developed, or a big percentage of that area has been developed? Wouldn't that influence the value of that area versus the old drive-in theater where it's just a big old raw piece of land that doesn't have much attractive value in my mind? Right? I mean, that's not what Wayne wants to hear, but in my thinking that
and this has
some relevance value on, you know, if you're going to buy a lot and pay $2 for it, are you going to plop it next to an existing going subdivision, or are you going to try to start out raw in an old new area of uncharted area? And I think that would have some effect on value.
It probably doesn't
explain 33 cents all the way to $2, but would explain in my mind some difference.
But there has been some development in that. There's a road out there now, is there not?
The paving is in, as I understand, and the
nobody is
the water and the sewer, just like my lots.
Everybody will tell you getting that first house in a subdivision is half the battle.
But I just the conversation, I think Denny's spot on, and I think we see this sometimes in equalization, and I don't think it's anyone turning on their neighbor, but what we see is maybe somebody's valuation that appears to be supplementing somebody who's undervalued. And so I probably some of those other properties maybe need to be reevaluated. Maybe you're pretty close to where you need to be, but the rub is you've got neighbors that probably aren't where they should be, and that rubs a guy the wrong way. And I could concur where that would
have it happen once in a while.
Actually, if I remember what I looked at, it could be the other way around. This one might be the low one. I don't know what they can look at. I wished I brought them. I didn't realize we.
Well, we'll take a look. Thank you, Wayne.
Well, I appreciate the reduction. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Nate Keith Krecklow for Anderson first. He is representing two individuals, Anderson and Mack. The first is number 3, Greta Anderson.
Keith N. Krecklow, 2121 High Street, representing the Anderson, Greta Anderson Estate. Any other questions, sir?
No, sir.
Will you, okay. Keith, will you identify yourself, please, and spell your last name?
K-R-E-C-K-L-O-W.
Okay, and you are representing Greta L. Anderson Estate, correct? Will you raise your right hand, please?
I do.
Solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
And on this property, Keith,
I got my 3 minutes here. I'll get it going.
Okay.
Anderson and we, Dan of the assessor's office was out and looked at it. This property is located just east of the Highway 136 as it goes, or 4 as it goes out on Beatrice, one block from the highway on the east. Some facts on this property. I was very shocked when I was called by the attorney to go out and look at this piece of property, and it was valued at $105,880. This property, by interview from the neighbors, was originally a salvage yard for years. Earth fill has been placed on the old cars that are buried around this house. The gravel streets around it have no grading to the streets. There's about a ditch for about 4 foot deep on the side of the street. There's no sidewalks or anything around the particular property. I found out by visiting one of the neighbors when I was doing an estate after the appeal that this house, originally the garage and part of the kitchen and part of the utility room, was the office for the salvage yard. Then they added an addition going to the west, which now is the dining area and the balance of the kitchen. And then they added a little small area to the far west, which has 2 bedrooms. Then they decided they didn't have room enough in the house, so they put a lean-to on the north side of the house. You have to step down. In fact, that's where Mrs. Anderson fell and broke her hip and was bedfast for the last months of her life. I stupidly fell over the same steps because I didn't know it was in the middle of the house. Concrete floors. One little catch, mechanically wise, that floored me was the drainage from the air conditioner goes back under the house in a plastic tube, and there's a pit under the master bedroom, and that holds the water that is condensed from your cooling system, and it drains out. If it gets too deep in there, well, then you got to dip it out so that you got room for the rest of it. Since the appeal, at the moment when we appealed, I appealed for $50,000. I did a complete appraisal for the estate, and I'm in at $42,000. I thought, because of the meeting, that it was going to be at $50,000, what the appeal was, but I see you have put it at $58,190. I'm kind of caught between the devil and the deep blue sea with an appraisal of $42,000. With the idea that you were going to come to 50, but you didn't, you came to 58,190. I would like to have you consider that there's a $42,000 appraisal at the attorney's office to back up the 50. I don't know what you're backing up your 58,190 at.
Yes. I have some questions.
Sure.
08, it was valued at 105,880. 07, it was valued at 76. 05, it was valued at 74. What has changed to dictate that kind of,
I don't know,
deduction? I mean, it was built in 1994.
It actually was built much more before that. That was when the additions were put on.
I'm just going off what the record
I know
shows.
You have.
Rex,
so was I when I got there.
Want me to clarify this properly?
Go ahead, Gary.
I did. This started out as a two-stall garage that Ron Hatley built some years ago.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden he made it into a house. It's all on a slab, and he's added on about three times. It's out there right north of the state barn a block, and then back east a block on the corner. It probably, in my mind, just my own opinion, it should have never been. I don't know how it ever got that high. Dave and Dennis both reviewed this property, is why it did get a substantial reduction to begin with, because it was overvalued. You're basically, you made a house out of a double garage and kept adding a garage on and make that part of the house, and the resale and the value today, I think the three of us, I'd have to say that's one we agreed on pretty much, that it was not ever worth that kind of money to begin with. And why it ever got valued that high, I don't know. But we've got to remember, back when this thing was going and the values kept getting high on it, we had a market where just about anything was bringing about anything. We can remember back that far, all of us in this room. So if that helps you, Rex, that's the reasoning that I think we used.
Matt. Correctly, you mentioned an appraisal again, just to be consistent. Is that appraisal within the appropriate time frame? And if so, why wouldn't we use?
That's a current, almost hot off the press appraisal, right?
Yes, I did the appraisal for the estate. She just passed away
a year ago, so I don't think we're out of line somewhere between that 50 and 58.
It would have needed to be time adjusted, right?
Even if it is 42 now, that'd be time adjusted.
Time adjusted.
Any other comments on that property, Keith?
What?
Any other comments on that property?
No, I think Gary subscribes the way to everything I said.
Okay, you're also representing the Max. That would be number 42, Edwin Mack.
Number 42 is your port? Okay.
On our list. Yes, we do that for the board.
I don't have to go through the whole process, okay? It's on 161,245. Both Mr. and Mrs. Mack are deceased, and it was listed by a competent real estate firm here in Beatrice. Will be 1 year in about 2 weeks, and it was listed at 159.9. It's been on the market nearly 1 year. This is the most deceiving house that I've ever been requested by an attorney to go take a peek at. I live neighbors to this house at 330 North 25th. This is 320 North 25th. From the outside driving by it, you would think it's worth every dime of $161,000. The problem is the design of the home. It's a large home, but it's only two bedrooms. If somebody can explain to me what a room is doing between a kitchen and a dining room, and here sets about a 14 by 12 room you have to pass through to get to the dining room. I guess you could have put a bar in and drink on your way. I don't know what else, but it's the design of the home plus the basement. Someone just took used lumber and built a partition right straight through the basement and then got cheap plywood and nailed it on the side. There's no backing. The basement had no control of moisture, and these boards are just warped all the way through. They'll have to be taken out before. I ask for a reduction to 130 first, at 135. It's actually listed now at 130, and you came in at 140, which is even over the listed price. I would sure like to see you go down to the 135 at least. You've got my side of the story.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cracklow.
Now, and folks, you have the same as you had.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me present both sides of the story.
Thank you very much.
You want those to take with you, you can have their copies. Yeah.
Any other conversation? Not our next protest will be Matthew McNiff. Not sure whether to make you a Matthew or a Matt, but...
Either one.
Either one. Would you identify yourself, spell your name, please?
My name's Matt McNiff. McNiff is M-C-N-I-F-F. I live at 1925 Irving Street here in Beatrice.
And would you raise your right hand, please? Solemnly swear to tell the truth, full truth, and so and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you.
My understanding is the recommendation to the board will be my purchase price of 3 years ago, $206,500.
That is number 46, everyone, so you'll know where to look. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, I apologize. And last year, in March, I got a formal appraisal done on my home, and the licensed appraiser came up with an appraisal of $185,000, and that's a difference of $21,500. And so my question is, why was the appraisal not considered when looking at a reduction?
I think we looked at comps of other properties, and we weren't necessarily in agreement. When was that appraisal done, Matt?
It was done in March of 2009.
It's time, yeah. I probably had a little different opinion of that. I think some of the questions that some might have had would have been the percentages of the adjustments on the comparable sales. But I think from my standpoint, that's how we arrive when they do a comparative sale. So.
And did you consider any other appraisals that had similar percentages?
Yeah, actually, I believe we probably did. We got to be honest about it. I think we did. And I guess that unless you want to go on, Matt, I think at this time, based on the fact that we did, I would move that property number 01065621O be adjusted to $185,000, which is the appraised value, or the appraisal, in-time appraisal that he has presented as evidence.
A motion by Barnard.
I'll second. That'd second be the appraisals. Right, well, second that.
Who was at the hearing for Matt? I don't think
me,
I
you,
was.
And Dave, I believe.
I don't recall. Was I there?
I was there, but I don't remember seeing an appraisal.
Yes, he presented.
I handed one. I can give you another one.
Yeah, he had it.
I'd like to see one if I could.
Yeah, they've got it in their folder, too, so he did have it.
From last year, just as I sat through the first time, really, the appraisals, if it's within the time frame, that's really the hallmark.
It's a key element
to
it, yes.
I quite honestly, Matt, I'm trying to remember all the details.
It's hard to do.
Sure. I'm sure you had a lot of
details. I can't remember it all.
I'm not trying to talk either way, but we don't always take appraisals as absolute gospel. I mean, you've got to do comparisons and do a little bit of homework. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you can't just take a sale price either as gospel.
The appraisal was made by somebody, hopefully.
Yes.
Eldon.
I think it was
IDS.
Eddie Bartles.
Patty.
Okay. That's a
Yeah, the only thing I could tell would be to go through what the comparable was and how those comparable were.
They did that by the virtue of the appraisal.
Yeah.
This seems to be a very similar neighborhoods. I mean, just the streets.
You guys don't recall the discussion in your hearing?
We had discussion. We had a lot of discussion on this property.
Several hundred of them.
Yeah, and we did on this one, trying to be fair to Mr. McNiff and also to be fair with other properties. And I think as we looked at other properties and other sales, we weren't absolutely positive that those that the appraiser used, that there could have been more that could have added value to the property, but. I'm with Gary. You have an appraisal, and I'm...
I won't argue.
Did you have your appraisal last year? Because I'm seeing you've been rejected the last 2 years. Your values...
I brought this same appraisal last year in March, and I was rejected last year.
Would have been out of the time frame last year.
Okay.
That was
probably
the excuse. Reason.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been.
I sure have been.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to reduce the value on Mr. McNiff's property to $185,000. Vote, please. Motion is carried, 7-0. Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, please. Byers, Barnard, voting in favor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Matthew McNiff.
I know
what they're calling either one of you. I've been both. Okay. Tori Gertis. Being represented by Baylor Evnan.
I represent Baylor Evnan. I'm here on behalf.
You're Tori. Okay,
yes,
I apologize.
Sorry,
please.
About that. I'm Tori Gertis. I represent Baylor Evnan, who represents Bernice and Gail Supp. And their property identification number is 154-66000.
Are we giving Baylor Evnan's
what
money?
Number on our sheet, please?
27, I think.
Would it be Blake?
27.
Okay.
Gerald Gertis.
27.
No. She's doing SUP, which is which is number one on your no change.
Oh. We're on the wrong set of.
Oh, okay. William Blake here. For Bernice SUP. Okay.
Yes.
And you are Bernice SUP representing William. No, excuse me.
I'm Tori Gertis of Baylor Evnan Law Firm. Bill Blake sent me. We represent Bernice SUP.
Okay. Could you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear that's your left hand.
Sorry,
you got a lawyer for you.
The whole truth, nothing but I know law school's tough, but
it is.
Right?
You're right.
You promise you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth. Help you God.
I do.
Thank you very much. We might call you by the wrong name all the way through here, but as long as we know you're representing the Blakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Supps.
The Supps.
The Supps. To start off, I have a couple of a little bit of paperwork that I'd like to offer as exhibits.
Is it in addition
this
to what
is number
we have?
One, parcel number one under no change.
I believe
this
so.
This is new evidence or what we had?
I was not at the committee, so I'm not exactly sure. But I do have copies of those three pieces for everyone. If
this is just purely farm ground, no house, correct?
Correct. And actually, this is sort of a unique circumstance. This is basically, I'm here by virtue of the assessor's statutory duty pursuant to 77-1311, subsection 2, to apportion an assessment when a property has sustained a change in ownership. And the problem here is there's been no change in ownership. This is basically a title dispute over 12 acres, give or take, of property that the Supps own, and that a neighboring landowner, the Novotnys, have filed a deed and affidavit showing that they think they own the property, which triggered the assessor's duty to apportion.
River change?
That's what they're alleging, yes. And this has been filed in district court. We're here basically asking that to avoid, you know, us filing a deed and then you reassessing the property, then filing a deed back and forth until the district court sorts this out, that you just leave the property on the tax rolls as the Supps property. And then if and when the district court does determine that the Novotnys actually own the property at that time, you can change the tax rules.
And what we felt as a committee was basically we had a deed that had been filed. That's what we have as far as who owns the property and where it is in the assessor's office, and we didn't feel until there was a court decision that we could recommend any change.
I figured that's what you would say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very, very interesting story. It's somebody. I went down and talked to Register of Deeds on this issue, and apparently the state law, I guess, at least their procedure is somebody comes in through them and or, in this case, an attorney for Mr. Novotny, and they whip a deed down and claim, quick claim this 12 acres, and the river hasn't changed anywhere near that much. I guess that's an aside, but anyway, there's a claim. And what the Register of Deeds has to accept that claim, and then the process is the assessor's office feeds off of the information from the deed, Register of Deeds. That's how you have to do it legally. And so there's two ways to rectify that. Either this attorney's firm has to slap a quick claim on top of Mr. Botany's quick claim, and that could go on ad infinitum, or what we thought was we feel that our assessor has done their job. We invited their law firm to come make public in this formal hearing that's recorded so they have it for their lawsuit, but eventually it's got to come down to a civil lawsuit. Is that somewhat of a synopsis? But very interesting. I mean, it's an interesting discussion.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't either.
I so, need for your property and go through this whole process.
And you would have to defend yourself, apparently, the way the law is in America, or Nebraska at least. That's really kind of weird in itself.
You should have bought me lunch.
Claim jumper.
Yeah, claim jumper. That's what it is, isn't it?
Okay.
Sorry, Lenard.
Okay, why don't we go ahead? We all do have our opinions, don't we? Okay, we have heard all of those individuals who have asked to be heard today, and so we will take the properties first that are recommending no change. I will read the parcel number, the individuals who own the property, and if we have made any change, we'll make note of that, and then we will vote on those changes. Parcel number one is 015-466-000, William Blake for Bernice A. Supp. Parcel number two, 002-776-008, Harold and Shirley. Is that Shirley or Shirley? Bonnie.
Shirley.
And number three, 002-776-200, Harold and Shirley Bonnie. Number four.
Do you want to make that into a motion, that you're reading these so that when we make a motion, we don't have to read them all over again?
That would be fine. I am moving.
Yeah. At the following.
To approve the committee's recommendations of no change for following parcels.
Yeah.
So no change unless so noted.
Unless so noted.
Okay, I will move.
Second.
Okay. Shirley.
I want to pull number 45 because I will be voting no on that one.
45, Shirley?
Mm-hmm. 002523000.
So exclude that in Denny's motion then.
Okay.
Mr. Leland's place.
Number 4, 00118000, Laurel Brewer. Number 5, 001361100, Gary L. and Mary Jo Burrish. Number 6, 00001138, Country Cookin, care of Virgilio Coronado. That was personal property. Number 7, 01061300, Diana Lee Dakey. Number 8, 0116490000, Michael D. Fakler. Number 9, 01164 6203, Michael D. Fakler. Number 10, 01164 6202, Michael D. Fakler. Number 11, 01164900004, Michael D. Fakler. Number 12, 01164 6201, Michael D. Fakler. Number 13, 01164 9009, Michael D. Fakler. Number 14, 01164 6200, Michael D. Fakler. Number 15, 01164 9007, Michael D. Fakler. Number 16, 01164 9006, Michael D. Fakler. Number 17, 01164 9008, Michael D. Fakler. Number 18, 01164 9010, Michael D. Fakler. Number 19, 00163 2000, Lenhart and Helen Fritzen. Number 20, 00172 1000.
Maybe a change there.
I thought it was 21000. The next, the one I'm reading
that's
now.
That's one we already changed.
Did we change this one?
Yeah, we made a motion already.
Yeah, on 20
that,
we changed.
That's the one I'm reading right now.
Yeah, but we already made a motion to change that.
Correct.
So that would be in this motion.
Okay. All right. Number 21, Irma L. Gertis, 0111-44000. Number 22, 003-074-000, Matthew Graff. Number 23, 001-775-000, Laura May Blackwood Groney. Number 24, 014603-000, Hoover Ball and Bearing Company. Number 25, 003357-000, Larry Husa. Number 26, 015-363-100, Larry Husa. Number 27, 006-288-000, Larry Husa. Number 28, 000609-000, Irma Johnson. Number 29, 00519-1000, Irma Johnson. Number 30, 00519-4000, Irma Johnson. Number 31, 000608-000, Irma Johnson. Number 32, 001-625-000, Theola Juergens. Number 33, 001-626-000, Theola Juergens. Number 34, 004-360-000, John J. Kreuzberg. Number 35, 004-375-000, John J. Kreuzberg. Number 36, 013-042-000, Brad Mathidis, LTC Properties. Number 37, 0135-1300, Stanley Meyer. Number 38, 00884-7000, James P. Norris. Number 39, 002417-100, Arlen D. Party. Number 40, 0109-71000, David A. Party. Number 41, 002490000, Edward G. Party. Number 42, 000297000, Ivana Pettit. Number 43, 000300000, Ivana Pettit. Number 44, 006542506, James P. Richardson. And number 45 has been pulled. Number 46, 011530000, Shirley J. Shepherd. Number 47, 015349100, Spectro Limited Partnership. Number 48, 003568000, Marvin Weens. Number 49, 012852000, Larry Walken. Number 50, 009672000, Woodward Brothers Properties Company. Number 51, 009859000, Woodward Brothers Properties Company. Number 52, 009670000, Woodward Brothers Properties Company.
Mr. Chairman, I will be voting no on number 8 through 18.
Number what?
8 through 18, inclusive.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, you're in charge of that one, I think.
Okay. Okay, so we're, I guess I don't know how to do it when the motion was to include all the properties minus...
No change with the exception of number 20 and 47.
Right. Okay, so any more discussion?
45.
And 5. Right.
So when we...
You're no voter for all of them.
I'm sorry.
You said 47.
I said 47.
Well, Shirley was going to vote... Her separate one.
45.
So
that wasn't read into the record, though.
Yeah, you didn't read it until after the end.
You did yours. It's going to complicate things. You could amend it and then divide the list down through like 1 through 7. Then I will amend it to read that way then.
Do we have a second to the amendment?
I mean, just for discussion, is there any other way to do it?
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion on the amendment.
Can I ask, what's the rationale for pulling those?
Because I believe they should have had a change.
Well, you can...
And the same reason that Shirley did hers. The reasoning is no different.
I'm going to make a motion, and then I'll have a second, and I'll have a discussion.
Okay, any more discussion on the amendment? We are voting on the amendment first. Vote no.
What are you voting on?
He wants to have those considered separate.
Pull 8 through 18
off.
The amendment is to take 8 through 18 off of the original motion.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, voting on the amendment. 7-0 to approve. Voting on the motion of the first ones. 7-0. Voting on 8 to 18.
Now so it's clear, if we vote no, that means we're not voting to leave them the same, right?
Correct. Okay. Discussion on 8-18.
Take a separate motion.
Yeah, it's a separate motion.
Those 8 properties, though.
Okay, I would move that. How do you want me to couch the motion then?
However you choose.
You would have to state what the changes, what your.
Okay, on numbers 8 through 18 inclusive, I would move that we approve the requested change.
From what?
The request and change.
Oh.
Pardon me?
Oh, okay. The request and change, I'm just
verifying. Yes, thank you.
Okay. We don't know what that is because it isn't.
Because you don't listen.
And that's the other.
We'll believe them the same. We vote no, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Is there a second?
No. That isn't what Rex said. If we, I want to have it so that I'm voting to go with their requested change.
Yeah, right. That's your motion.
Correct. Your motion is to go with the requested change.
So I have to vote yes on that.
Yeah.
Yes, but you need a second.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. By Bauman, discussion.
What were the initial, what's the request?
Well, they're not listed on any of these that we pulled off.
Those probably should be.
The consensus of the committee was that they were valued fairly using other comparisons, and so as I said, we didn't have consensus on everything, but the committee, the majority, right, moved that they be left the same. So, and I would conclude that that was.
I think this is something we asked for last year too. On the no change, it would be reflected, so we knew what they wanted. So. That was a request of last year also, so if that it happens, we're aware of what it is. Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Barnard, against Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, and Byers.
You bet you could have the white light.
Okay, now number 45.
I'm just going to make a motion that he have his requested change just for the because he said he had comparables for the sake of this. So I'll have someone make it a second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
They can explain
Gary.
It.
On this one, and I don't know if Dave was in there, but I know Dennis was. Okay, me and Denny and Ron. The thing was that we didn't feel his should go down, but his neighbors had broke out and started farming ground and terraced it. So consequently, we know changed his, but his neighbors are going to get an increase next year probably.
Actually, his neighbors are getting an increase this year.
They are.
They went out on a board notice.
Oh, okay.
No neighborhood barbecue for a while.
Not for Leland.
Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Grunewald, against Anderson, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. Okay, Denny, over to the change list.
You're a good neighbor.
I'll help you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay,
I would move that. I would move that parcels. Well, number one, I'd move that. We've already taken care of 37, so I would move that. Well, I guess I have to just read every one of them, don't I? I would move that there be no changes as recommended by the committee. I will read those changes into the record. Number 10139660000.
Could I suggest if there's going to be any amendments pop out of the woodwork, they get done before we read the list in? Everybody kosher with this?
We already made one change, which was on number 37, so that will be
called. Simplify things.
42 and 46.
Yeah, we changed 46 also.
That's right, 42 and 46.
You didn't change 42.
42, we didn't change.
We didn't change 42.
No, nope. Just 46.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had circled for some reason.
I said 46.
Keith Krickle spoke on that one.
Okay, so any other motions before we start?
46 is the only one we've dealt with.
37 and 46.
37. Oh, yeah. Johnson, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
46.
Okay. So I'm moving that the changes as recommended be changed, and then I read them all in. Do I need a second to that? Do I read them and then get a second?
Get a second.
Okay, Anderson.
Second by Anderson. Number one, parcel number 01396600, Roger Aiden. Current value $34,005, recommended change to $23,035. Number two, 01324600, Roger Aiden. Current value $29,635, recommended change to $9,735. Number three, 01490900, Greta L. Anderson by Keith Kreklow. Current value $105.80, recommended change $58,190. Number four, 00717300, Doreen Baer, current value $46,815, recommended change of $40,000. Number five, 00209610, Mark A. Bales, current value $246,790, recommended change $228,725. Number six, 01157700, Stephen and Renee Bauer. Current value $65,865, recommended change $26,800. Number seven, 00355300, Stephen W. Bauer. Current value $102,715, recommended change $89,000. Number eight, 00001137, Beatrice Biodiesel LLC. Current value $6,615,600. Recommended change zero by court order. Number nine, 00128300, Laurel A. Brewer, 135,395. Recommended change 134,395. Number 10, 00642300, Daryl Bruins, 53,670. Recommended change to 8,000. Number 11, 00138000, Gary L. and Mary Jo Burrish. 245,865, recommended change to 240,300. Number 12, 00138800, Gary Allen, Mary Jo Burrish, current value 353,300, recommended change $339,095. Number 13, 00134,000, Gary Allen, Mary Jo Burrish, 344,160, recommended change 328,775. Number 14, 01040800, Dennis L. Busboom, current value 151,825, recommended change 145,5. Number 15, 00639200, Orville L. and Beverly M. Bus, current value 85,740, recommended change 80,500. Number 16, 00293800, Lee H. Cornelius.
You won't have a court.
Current value, 80,805. Recommended change, 74,845. Number 17, 015277700, Joyce E. Cox. Current value, 119,4. Recommended change, 109,000. Number 18, 01044800, Diana Lee Dakey. 52,980 current value, recommended change 30,000. Number 19, 00222000, Henry A. Dam Kroger Jr. Trustee, current value 278,625, recommended change 174,650. Number 20, 01031600, Elizabeth DeFries. Current value $233,795, recommended change $221,700. Number 21, 00555,1000, DPRH Farms LLC by DE Pinkerton, current value 184,460, recommended change 171,525. Number 22, 01489200, Larry Dutzman, current value 54,440, recommended change 30,000. Number 23, 01352700, Equinox Consulting LLC, current value $1,651,540, recommended change $1,578,985. Number 24, 01388100, First National Bank by Don Johnson, current value $64,755, recommended change $52,000. Number 25, 00402500, James Ferricks, current value $219,530, recommended change $214,265. Number 26, 01513200, Fred Fugit, current value $62,385, recommended change $55,000. Number 27, 00846300, Gerald L. Gertis, $14,100, current value recommended change to $6,000. Number 28, 00882100, Neil and Monica Gowan, current value $22,235, recommended change to $2,000. Number 29, 00268,3100, Dwayne R. Grady, current value $331,040, recommended change $279,905. Number 30, 00648,2000, Mary K. Grauman, $37,925, current value, recommended change to $8,000. Number 31, 00816000, Daniel D. Hagemeyer, current value $21,175, recommended change $10,500. Number 32, 00823900, Dan M. and Margaret Lee Hager, current value $38,065, change to $23,230. Number 33, 01418,600, Roger Harper, current value $83,845, change to $73,845. Number 34, 01113500, Stephen and Jennifer Hofer, current value $129,715, recommended change to $124,500. Number 35, 01162,9000, John A. and Rita R. Heido, current value $92,825, change to $55,000. Number 36, 00504,200, James Jameson, current value $55,690, change to $42,500. Number 37 has been changed. Number 38, 00252410, Matt and Tanya Kanianen, K-A-N-N-I-A-I-N-E-N, current value $336,690, change to $290,000. Number 39, 00019900, Nicholas A. Lemka, current value $107,920, change to $81,000. Number 40, 00822700, William M. Lewis, current value $11,725, change to $8,000. Number 41, 00235,3000, Myron Linneman, current value $339,165, change to $304,725. 42, 01309700, Edwin Mack by Keith Krecklow, current value $161,245, change to $140,000. 43, 00673000, Jerry Wayne Marples, trustee, current value $1,095, recommended change to $1,000. 44, 01287,600, Timothy P. Marsh, current value $92,570 to $85,305. 45, 01549100, Kimberly McMurray, current value $2,870, recommended change to $2,220. Number 46 has been changed. Number 47, 01304751, Blake Mainz, Current value 196, $196,460. Recommended change to $160,000. Number 48, 01507750, Blake Mintz. Current value $374,330. Change to $321,920. Number 49, 01238000, Robert E. Messing Jr. and Beth Van Winkle, current value $24,345, the recommended change to $13,500. Number 50, 01239500, Robert E. Messing Jr. and Beth Van Winkle, current value $21,550, recommended change to $13,500. Number 51, 01237500, Robert E. Messing Jr. and Beth Van Winkle, current value $297,375, recommended change to $287,375. Number 52, 00132200, Lewis Oltmans, current value $135,675, change to $131,955. Number 53, 01540700, Daniel A. Party, current value $71,405, changed to $29,000. Number 54, 01369000, David A. Party. Current value $74,100, changed to $45,000. Number 55, 01544300, William J. and Catherine L. Paul. Current value $25,600, changed to $17,135. Number 56, 00414000, Harold Penner, current value $394,250, change to $391,960. 57, 00934900, Dale Pomazale, current value $79,820, change to $51,630. Number 58, 01507500, Robbie D. Robertson, current value $80,005, change to $65,500. Number 59, 01185800, Gary Lee Rogie, current value $68,580, change to $54,615. Number 60, 01208500, Sacramento Development LLC, current value $146,000, change to $135,000. Number 61, 01068400, Alvin and Karen Saltzman, current value $52,485, change to $33,000. Number 62, 01023000, Michelle Sargent, current value $98,060, change to $70,015. Number 63, 01426200, Robert J. Sargent, current value $356,005, change to $180,000. Number 64, 00111, 3100, Charles W. and Mary C. Sherman, current value $143,770, change to $79,000. Number 65, 01400, 2601, Wayne M. Schultz, current value $85,985, change to $48,000. Number 66, 01236, 1000, Shirley F. Schaefer, $112,210, change to $90,000. Number 67, 00001143, Rick Siebert, Siebert Broadcasting Incorporated, $427,708, current value change to $79,805. Number 68, 00204, 6000, James Spilker, H&S Development, LLC, current value $144,550, change to $55,000. Number 69, 01050700, James M. Spilker, current value $30,730, change to $20,000. Number 70, 00271700, James M. Spilker, current value $96,250, change to $66,000. Number 71, 01250800, Richard E. Stevens, current value $34,170, change to $27,000. Number 72008564000, Richard E. Stevens, $14,050, change to $8,000. Number 73008538000, Karen L. Titus, current value $13,945, change to $10,000. Number 74000547000, Joshua D. Charnicht, $123,785, change to $96,000. Number 75007413000, Kayla M. Vinton, current value $80,330, change to $60,000. Number 76011643205, Kenneth L. Vogt, represented by Keith Krecklow, current listing $643,160. Change to $450,000. Number 77012806000, Larry Walken, current value $84,905, change to $40,500.
Any discussion? We have a motion and a second. Matt.
Clarify for me, number 67 here, is this broadcasting, is that the KGMT?
Yeah, that was my question, too.
That was the personal property on KWBE radio, and he put in the personal property from Jefferson County as well as Gage County and needed to make an amendment and pull the Jefferson County property out. Once he did that, it was amended. Once we took the Gage County property, then came up with this amount. And then, it's all personal property.
And then the other thing, just to make note of, we talked about in the first Board of Equalization, Beatrice Biodiesel LLC by court order will take $6.6 million off valuation in Gage County.
Yes, correct. It will.
Ouch. That's a court. That's outside of what we can do.
That's correct.
Had they actually ever paid any taxes on that anyway, though?
Had it been really never on in reality, so.
We would have been nice to have had it, Matt.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? Vote. In favor of approving Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Byers, and Barnard, Fleece, absent. Any other business for the good of the order of equalization? Any other business for equalization? Meeting adjourned, 12:22.
Thank you, everybody.